Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I have a question for you. Did you miss me last week? I did not record an episode, and if you can tell from my voice, I still sound a little bit like Kermit the Frog. I went through a not fun 10 or 12 days of either the cold or the flu or COVID. I don't know what I had. I will say that I tested negative twice for COVID, and I learned that the tests that I had were the ones from the original COVID that we had in 2020, and that they are not designed to detect the new strain of COVID that's out there. So doing the test twice was useless. So if I had it, I don't know. But I also know from a respiratory therapist who just happens to be my niece, and she said, you know, Aunt Carol, the way you treat them all is the same. So she said, just take care of yourself and rest. And I took Alka-Seltzer cold and flu, the plop, plop, fizz, fizz kind, and that really did seem to help. But a few days there, I didn't feel so good, so not a lot of work happened. But I'm back on board here, and we're going to pick up with the conversation that we started episode before last, and it was called MEDS RX, M-E-D-S-RX, and it's an acronym for the six free prescriptions that I've been learning about and how they can help prevent cognitive decline. They can even slow cognitive decline if we're already on that slippery slope where we don't want to be. So M was for meditation, and I'm all for meditation. As I said in that episode, I'm learning to meditate. I'm doing it various ways with different things that I listen to. And you know, when I wake up early some mornings and I'm thinking I'm having a hard time going to go back asleep, just spit that out there, I will slide my phone under my pillow after I've put on something meditative to listen to. Sometimes it's just some music that's calming, and it does help me go back to sleep. It's pretty cool. Sometimes I start my morning with listening to scripture or listening to Reverend Max Lucado do a short 10-minute devotion, and I'll listen to that, and it's just a great way to start my morning. Then I often go back to sleep. But M is for meditation. E is not going to be a surprise to you. I don't think it's for exercise. And we have talked about this so much, but it's just more and more and more becoming so prevalent in our world of how much we don't move like we should. If you are the owner of an Apple Watch, it's got a little setting on it, or on your phone, if you have an Apple phone, either way, that will tell you to get off your lazy butt and move every hour. And I've got mine set up to tell me that. I even have alarms set at the top of certain hours each day when I know I'm more likely to be more sedentary than other hours, to say, get up and move, Carol. And that getting up and move may just be walking in place for 5 minutes. It can be whatever it is you want it to be. Now, you know, if you've just done your aerobic exercise and you finished at 9:50 and it's the top of the hour at 10 o'clock and you normally walk at the top of the hour, well, you off the hook then. You don't have to do it. But if you've been sitting for a while, or you're at your desk on your job or in your car and you've been sitting for a while, maybe you need to think about getting up, moving around, or pulling off to the side of the road and the next rest area and just walking a little bit. It's good for your body. It's good for your brain. It's good for your emotions. It's good for your nerves. It's just good for your anything. It's just very good for you. While I have not been feeling good, I've not been going to the pool to do my exercise. It has used all of my energy just to breathe. I am not kidding you. No exercise left for really doing much of anything. So tomorrow I'm looking forward to going back to the pool. And as it would come to be, this time that I've been under the weather's been cold and it's been too cool to go to the pool. I live in Southwest Florida. It's not supposed to be that cool in October. January, February, maybe we have a little 2 or 3 days, but not in October. I don't know what that was about. But hey, we're back to some warm weather, and I'm feeling better, and to the pool I'm going to go. E is for exercise. They say the folks who sit on the couch potatoes, that type of living is the new kind of cancer. It's just as deadly. It's just as bad for you. The constant sitting on the couch, being sedentary, not moving, is as harmful to your body as cancer. Well, you know, that's something you can fix, unless you are, you know, bound to a wheelchair. But you know what? If you're bound to a wheelchair, you can wheel around your house and use your arms. Maybe if you can still use your legs some while you're sitting in that wheelchair, you can move them back and forth, left and right, around in a circle, you know, rotate your ankles. If you cannot move your bottom half, then use your arms to move. If you cannot use your arms, then move whatever part of your body you can move. And I think most of us have something we can move, and we need to. It just makes you feel better, makes you live longer. And not only does it make you feel better, it makes you happier. Because you know what? If you're going to live longer, we don't want you to live longer and be a grouchy thing. Because you're going to be hard to live with, and we don't want that. We want you to live longer and be happy and to be a joy to be around. And that's more likely to happen if you exercise, because your brain responds to it in such a positive manner. It reduces anxiety and depression. And it's just, it takes away stress. And it's so good for you. E is for exercise. M is for meditation. E is for exercise in the acronym MEDS. M-E-D-S-R-X. We're going to talk about the D and the S, the R and the X. Wonder if you can figure out what they're for, what they stand for. And I bet you won't figure out the X unless you Google it, maybe. I hope you have a great day. Blessings and smiles on your caregiving journey. And I am here for you. Carol at letstalkdementia.org.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America, these people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.